Earlier this month, many onlookers in the Burlington area saw something unusual in the sky. A large transport helicopter flying overhead with a smaller helicopter, maybe an airplane, dangling below it like a marionette. It turns out the smaller aircraft was a brand new experimental one being transported from Burlington International Airport across Lake Champlain to Plattsburgh. The craft is codenamed ALIA, and it's electrically powered. It's a vertical takeoff and landing airplane, meaning it takes off and lands like a helicopter, but flies forward like an airplane. And it's being developed by Beta Technologies, a startup company based in Burlington. And here to tell us a little more about the prototype is the founder of Beta Technologies, Kyle Clark. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, sir.
So tell us a little bit about this unusual aircraft, a larger version than a previous prototype that you've been testing. What is special about ALIA?
ALIA is a 6,000 to 7,000 pound, fully electric aircraft that takes off and lands vertically and flies horizontally. Its specific features enabling it to do that are four top lifting rotors, like a drone, and one pusher motor, like an airplane, and a big sweeping laminar flow airfoil wing that allows it to move through the air super efficiently.
You know, we've heard so much in the last 10 or 15 years or so about electric cars and the potential there. How do you envision this electric aircraft being used?
We're crossing certain mission thresholds, and right now we're at the mission range of 150 to 200 nautical miles, which initially supports things like organ and tissue and blood product deliveries that are super time sensitive and very high value cargo moving between hospitals.
Eventually, do you see being able to transport people like an emergency aircraft would?
Absolutely, yeah. It will certainly be used in medevac applications. The next application is for cargo delivery, where the nose of the aircraft opens up and it's a very quick load of a complete container. And the further applications include moving people that are healthy in the form of an air taxi, which is a little further off for reasons around the complexity of moving people in and out of urban environments. It's not just about the airplane, it's about the vertical heliports and the municipalities in which you're operating. So that's our stepwise entry to market, really focused on succeeding in the medical delivery mission first.
I am wondering, why did you need to hitch a ride on a big helicopter instead of flying over itself when you did that initial transport to Plattsburgh?
Yeah, that's a great question. In typical experimental aircraft programs, you have maybe a new airframe with a known engine. Everything about this aircraft is brand new. It's got a brand new airframe, brand new aerodynamic principles for flying between the helicopter and airplane mode. And most importantly, completely newly developed inverter motor battery system that was all developed here in Burlington. And I was faced with the choice of either shipping everybody over to Plattsburgh, where we attained FAA flight clearance for phase one flight testing over the lake, where if something goes wrong, we just ditch the airplane and nothing on the ground is harmed, or developing and building this in Burlington and then moving it in one shot over to Plattsburgh. And I elected to say, let's keep all the people here in Burlington building the aircraft, and then when it's ready, we'll move it to Plattsburgh for flight testing. And the cost and risks associated with that were lower than flying everybody or driving back and forth to Plattsburgh on the daily for the last year while we constructed the aircraft. So we selected a S-61 Sikorsky helicopter, picked it up out of the Burlington airport, flew it across the lake, and set it down in Plattsburgh. And we've conducted since then about 25 successful test flights on the wing.
I guess the goal here is to have this plane be able to take off, fly entirely on its own. Is that what you're testing now?
Absolutely, yeah. When we say all on its own, it's still a piloted aircraft. The FAA will not allow for autonomous flight, at least for 8 to 10 years. So our commercial entry will be with pilots in the cockpit.
Well, with a pilot or without a pilot, one of the exciting things about this, you know, the fact that it's electrically powered at a time of climate change, when we're trying to cut down on fuel emissions, this could be a real game changer. I mean, do you foresee producing crafts like this for commercial use ultimately?
We're actually the only company in the industry that has commercial orders for these aircraft. We're very excited about that. The sustainability or the environmental operational use of this aircraft is actually not at odds with the economics. There's a massive operational cost reduction when you cut the fuel out of aviation. Also, the maintenance requirements around, you know, very, very hot jet engines burning fuel. And with the electrics, they run colder, so they last a lot longer. And, of course, your energy cost is about a 30th of what the energy cost when you take into account the conversion efficiencies and everything else. So your net operating costs, even with a new aircraft, drop relative to burning fuel. Those economics are directly aligned with the sustainability of the aircraft.
Kyle Clark is the founder of Beta Technologies. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us about the Alia.
Thanks for having me. We're super excited and really look forward to flying this back to Burlington.